We have in studio with us Emily House. She's an author and illustrator who is originally from the UK but has been living here in Cape Town for the past 14 years. When Emily was younger, her love for storytelling led her to illustrate and turn stories into books. Her passion then led her to kickstart her career, and so far Emily has written 3 picture books which she has sold around the world in different languages. Since Emily has only been doing this for a few years, she says that it all still feels very new to her. So today we'll be interviewing Emily to learn more about her books and what inspired them. Emily, welcome to the Books and Breakfast Show. How are you doing today?
I'm good, thanks, Yusra. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
So to start off, when did you realize you wanted to make a career out of writing and illustrating?
Do you know what? It might sound a little bit cheesy, but I actually did want to do this when I was a very small child.
Wow.
I think it all started from when my parents would read me books when I was little, or my dad, he'd make up stories in the car when we were traveling and all that of that kind of thing. And so because I loved to draw, I'd often draw pictures and sort of put them together in a sequence and start to make a story out of them. And for a long time, whenever, you know, you get that question, everyone always asks you, what do you want to be when you grow up? I actually said, I want to illustrate children's books.
Wow.
But then I think kind of reality set in when you kind of have to make these decisions about going to college and university, and I thought, how on earth am I ever gonna make money doing this? You know, I need to perhaps make a more sensible choice. So I kind of went off into this whole other career. I don't know, worked in television for a little bit, and then I became a graphic designer, and I did some other things like run some music festivals and stuff.
Wow.
So I've done lots of different things. But eventually, just a few years ago, kind of I remembered how much I'd wanted to do this thing when I was a child. And I thought I had the bit of time on my hands because my children were older, so I had more time to myself. And I just thought, okay, I'm going to give it a go again and see what happens.
And in your words, what would you say makes a great story?
Well, I think the stories that I love to read are ones that have really great characters in them. And they don't have to be crazy characters. They can be everyday characters. I like to have some fun in it, you know, some silliness and some jokes. I think that really helps. But most of all, it doesn't have to be anything that's like crazily unique. It can be about everyday life. But it's just the way that it's written and put together. If it really sucks you in, then that makes a good story. When you want to go back to it and read it again, that's always what I wanted to do as well. When I wrote my books, is I hoped that people would want to read it again after they read it the first time.
Yeah, that's definitely, I know sometimes when I get attached to the characters, I go back and reread. So yeah, I think that's also what makes a great book for me.
And isn't it what they say, that like it's the easiest way you can travel? Like they say, you can you can open a book and you can go all around the world. You don't have to even leave your sofa. They're magical things.
I actually have a quote of that on our fridge.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Books can take you places when you have nowhere to go.
Exactly. It's brilliant. Yeah. We have all our fingertips.
So basically you focus mostly on children's books. So why is that?
I think most of that stems from the fact that because I love to draw pictures, more often than not they're for children. You can get adult picture books and obviously graphic novels and comics and things like that that are still aimed towards adult market. But for me, I think the playfulness and the way that I draw lends itself to for children's books. So that meant that I wanted to write the stories that could go alongside those illustrations.
And specifically, what inspired you to write each of your books?
Well, my first book, I mean, I know that your listeners can't see, but I did bring them in to remind myself what I did. But my first book, Bonbon and Blanket, this was actually inspired by my daughter because she had a blanket growing up, which she was extremely attached to.
Oh.
I think you can probably all relate to having a toy or something that you kind of insisted on carrying around everywhere, even when your parents were like, no, can't take it. And she was the same with her blanket, and she'd find all these different ways to use the blanket, you know, crazy things like making it into sort of like a sail for a boat or making a picnic blanket. And so that just inspired that story. And I think she'd probably be a little bit embarrassed to say that even though she's 18 now, she still has that blanket. It's all scraggly, but it's around somewhere stuffed under her pillow.
And so these books, they look amazing. Literally.
Thank you.
I love that. This is just from the cover, listeners. It really, just from the cover, it really looks very good. I don't have words to describe anymore. And basically, if the listeners want to get a hold of your books, how do they do so?
Well, I'm very fortunate to have a lovely local publisher based in Cape Town called Imaginary House. And they have a website where they sell their books directly from. But you can also go into any of your local bookstores, and if they're not on the shelves, you can request them. And I know a couple of the books are in libraries. So I think a lot of the booksellers and librarians, if they know that you want to have a book by a specific author, if you just request, they'll do their best to get those for you, however they can.
Okay, awesome. So I mentioned in the introduction that you sold your books all around the world and have it available in different languages. Tell us more about that.
So with this publisher that I mentioned, they have a lady that works for them that basically takes the books that they've made and takes them to big book fairs in Europe and overseas and shows them to other publishers from other countries and says, well, we've got this great story. Would you like it and to have it in your language? And so some of the publishers from overseas have said yes, which is very exciting. And sometimes that means that they actually have to be translated, which is very interesting to see. I've got one in that's in Korean, and seeing all like the book written out no longer in English words, but with the Korean language and all those shapes is very interesting to see. So it's very exciting that that happens like that.
And this question, what would you say is the most surprising thing you have learned while writing your books?
Oh, that's a very good question. I think that every single story is different. So you basically go on a journey with each story. They become like your babies. I call these my book babies because it really feels like you kind of walked with them from the very beginning and you start with just a few words on a piece of paper or just a few scribbles on a page. And then eventually it gets to the point where you're holding a book in your hand and it's kind of out in the shops and you can find it on the shelves. And it's like quite a big journey. And I think you just have to treat each of them differently. And also not be, I think that's with a lot of things in life, like not be too harsh on yourself, like be prepared to make mistakes and not worry about that, because that's actually how you grow and you learn. And I found that with everything I do, not just with writing books. And just to have fun, like I think people can tell when you're having fun, when you're writing or when you're drawing. If you start to kind of worry about stuff and it take things too seriously, then I think readers can sort of see that in the way that the work comes out. So that's what I try to do.
Do you plan on publishing any other future books?
Oh, I always love to keep going and keep publishing more books. And I actually have another book that will come out at the beginning of next year that I'm working on at the moment. So that's really cool. And I also work with other authors. I just illustrate for them as well. So I try to kind of mix it up because it's quite nice working with someone else, because the book comes together in a different way rather than just all on your own, you know. So it actually becomes quite a team effort in the end, which is a really fun experience.
And then a final question, I like to ask this to all the guests on the show. If you had a superpower, what would it be?
Well, I know what that would be. It would be flying. And every time anyone asks me, I always have these dreams about flying. And I, you know, Mary Poppins.
Yeah.
I used to try. We had this hill where I lived, and I used to always try when it was really windy to put my umbrella up and like try and fly like Mary Poppins. So yeah, I think if I had a superpower, it'd be flying. I'd love to be able to kind of just have that freedom to go all the different places without having to think about it, you know.
Yeah, good choice.
Yeah,
good
thank
choice.
You.
Before we conclude the interview, is there anything else you'd like to say?
No, just thank you for having me. This is such an awesome experience. You guys are such pros. It's my first time being properly in a radio studio, and it's been a really fun experience. And I just hope that, I can see that you guys all enjoy reading so much. And I just think, if anyone listening is ever considering doing something like this, and it's never too soon to start, you can start now. You know, you can start practicing and trying out your stories and showing them to people and getting feedback. And it's just a really fun hobby as well as a career.
Thank you so much for joining us. And as a token of appreciation, we'd like to hand over a keychain from RX Radio.
Thanks so much for having me.